job. They're very motivated by the fact that this is a fundraising event for Common Ground Relief. A lot of you made donations when you came in. That's fantastic. Phil Woodbury, who's with the organization in New Orleans, is here this evening. He has a display and information. You can talk to him about it. If you didn't talk to him pre-show, you can talk to him about it post-show or intermission. They do continuous work with families who are still displaced or are still working at home rebuilding or dealing with legal issues or all sorts of things after a decade. So something to keep in mind. We have a lot of snow this winter, but if it's cold, then it kept our houses insulated. We didn't have terrible flooding, although I know there was some when everything started to melt. Today is September 11th. Knowing that rather than talking to people when he has been going down to New Orleans and getting these firsthand stories, and that he wanted to share them so people knew what was going on is very important. So before I finish, sorry to take up so much of your time, make sure your cell phones are off, that there's no flashing photography, all those wonderful things. There will be an intermission halfway through, and before we begin, like to take a moment of silence for September 11th and for the victims and survivors of Hurricane Katrina. Thank you. And enjoy this evening. It's a wonderful production.
Thank you. The world's in the music. using now too, I believe.
Well, what I could use is one of those hurricanes you're mixing up.
You remember what happened last week? Okay.
Come on, Ken.
One more drink, and then you are shut off.
Ken, I have any fun around here? Tell me what good times you think I got.
Hi. Are you guys really open for business? Look at your music all the way down to the St. Bernard Highway. I mean, I can't believe this building is still standing.
You see what the sign says? We never close. We mean what we say around here. What can I get you?
Guess I'll try one of those Dixie beers.
Angie! Want to pour a Dixie for my Yankee friend here?
Sure. Come and ride it.
So what brings you to this godforsaken place?
My job. I work for FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency.
What? You must mean risk management. Where have you people been? Hurricane hit 5 days ago. Did you get lost?
Sorry, but we just got orders to arrive yesterday.
Hasn't anybody from your agency watched the news? The Royal Canadian Mounted Police got here for you.
It's not our fault. Apparently there was a communication breakdown between the different levels of government, which resulted in a delay in our operations.
Hey, it took 1.5 days to send our troops to the tsunami victims in Asia. What are we, second class because we're Americans?
Well, I mean, from what I've been told by my superiors, I mean, there was questions about who had jurisdiction over the relief efforts. And red tape involved in mobilizing resources.
A lot of people are dead because of the old red tape.
Unfortunately, that was a major snafu in guaranteeing the safety of our workers.
Yes, snafu. Situation normal law fucked up. That's what we got here. Snafu my ass. What about our safety? The president and his crew has been wrapped up in terrorism and give a shit about normal.
You know, we get reports of extensive looting and violence in the affected areas. Our agency has established guidelines ensuring the safety and health needs of our workers. What you counted for?
We got people dying of neglect. And you're telling me the government is more worried about the safety of relief workers? That's bullshit.
All I know is we're here now. We've been assigned to service the residents of Five Year Place.
So, what you all going to do for us?
Under normal circumstances, we would organize rescue efforts, coordinate basic needs services. But unless people around here start cooperating with us, I mean, stop treating us like an invading army.
You know, folks around here don't cooperate with shady strangers they can't trust.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We're trying to do the best job we can. But if you folks around here don't cooperate, you can't expect us to be miracle workers. Can I have that beer now?
Katrina's dad. Now let me see how long it's going to take between this person. Who told? Cake and cherry.
Is that what you call Southern hospitality?
Now, Andrew, what you going to do a thing like this for? Can't you see the man's only here to do his job, help us out?
Maybe he could have helped me out of 8 feet of water. Where was the government when my family was stuck in a boiling ash for 3 days? Where was Louisiana National Guard?
Off fighting in Iraq. And the one guard unit left behind evacuated 2 days before Katrina hit. How come the government can evacuate an entire National Guard unit, but they can't evacuate nursing homes? And speaking of evacuations, how come the mail waited too long to declare one? Afraid businesses would lose money if everybody left. Afraid he would lose their financial backing and support. Nobody's really in charge here. Complete cohort of incompetence.
Bunch of damn bureaucrats. Y'all don't even care about folks like us.
Now, Angie, you're not to blame. I'll tell you what. through here sipping on that voodoo juice, we could sure use the help.
Sure. If you say so. Always willing to do my part.
Here, this one's on the house. Sorry about that. She's been through a lot.
In the future, I'll be sure to keep a safe distance. I guess you're lucky this bar survived the storm.
Luck? No. More than luck. Thanks to my granddaddy, it's the safest place around, maybe the only. He rebuilt and stormproofed the roadhouse ever since Hurricane Betsy 40 years ago. Maybe with his voodoo practice, he looked into the future. Said on his deathbed, y'all gonna survive around here, better get ready for the big one. And that's why we got all the essentials from Jim, the generator.
So are all these people still hung around here every day?
We had a hurricane party Saturday and the folks never left. We haven't closed in 40 years. But this time the mood was different.
We dodged bullets before, but this one hit us right between the eyes.
This is quite a crowd.
Man, this is New Orleans. The sinners and saints come marching in, come hell or high water.
And everybody comes here to have a good time, and that's it.
Yeah, we don't put up with no bullshit. Get along and get out.
We even got families squeezed in storage rooms and under the deck. Since we're on the canal pier and the highway, folks can get to us by boat or on foot.
So why did they evacuate?
There's been a lot of false alarms in the past. Some people stayed behind to protect their property or had jobs that wouldn't let them leave.
Some good evacuated. No transportation, no money, no relatives. Some just stayed for the hurricane party.
Well, what about you, sir?
Me? Where can I go? Who's going to take me in?
Who could put up a job besides me?
And where are the rest of the people around here staying?
Some people are camping at the marina next door. Others are staying at the shelter a few blocks away.
So this is where they can all gather again?
Yeah. Don't do them any good to go off alone and feel sorry for themselves. You know, we've survived other hurricanes before. Camille, Betsy, now Katrina.
Yeah, well, it seems like New Orleans attracts all the wildest women.
Well, somehow it's our agency's job to help you survive this one. My supervisor expects us to implement our action plan as soon as possible. Look behind at our time table.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you come down to the Pedro Dope Party tomorrow? It'll give you a chance to meet the locals. You know, break the ice.
Yeah, folks feel at home here. They'll meet you on their turf instead of some stuffy FEMA trailer.
I have an idea. If you approve, and my supervisor approves, we can designate the roadhouse as a temporary command center and conduct the intake interviews right here.
Command center. I kind of like it. Besides, it'd be good for business.
I'll help spread the word to folks. They're going to need all the help they can get.
She is the president of the Neighborhood Association. Everybody listen to her.
By the way, what's your name?
Everybody call me Big Chief. I am the leader of the Bayou Cole Mardi Gras crew. And you are Howard. Howard Mitchell.
Well, how did you know that?
Saw your name tag on it. I'll tell you what. Loot the name tag in the tie, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yes. Good night. Thank you for the invitation. I'm looking forward to it.
Bonsoir, Howard. I hope you feel this way tomorrow when you meet
quickly. When they hear you from FEMA, they're going to feed them to the alligators.
Thank you.
descendant of the Confederate General Pierre Beauregard, one of the richest families in your whole South.
Really?
Well, no wonder he threw her out when he found her moonlighting in the French Quarter.
Is that so? You know, some folks in Bayou Cove had ancestors who were slaves on the Beauregard plantation. What's she doing here anyway?
Well, Katrina knocked the Che Guevara out of commission. They put her on the street.
Yes, so?
She only going to be performing a couple of nights. I tell you, the crowd loves her. Don't even have to pay her. She works on tips.
I bet she makes a villain.
Just like everybody else around here, she's just trying to make the best of what she got.
Yeah, what she's got is the biggest set of sandbags in Orleans Parish.
Listen, go up check to see if the kids are asleep.
Coast is clear.
Hey, Squeeze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, straight from the Che Guevara on Bourbon Street, let's have a rock and roll welcome for Miss Bonnie Long.
Thank you.
captain of the shrimpers, please?
You left out used to be.
Pleased to meet you.
How it works for FEMA.
We're here to interview survivors of the hurricane.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to be here to interview non-survivors. Why would I want to talk to you?
Well, our first response team is here to coordinate the relief efforts.
First response? More like last response. My crew were the first ones, risking our lives, rescuing people out of flooded homes and trapped cars.
You know, this New Orleans cop tried to stop us from going on a rescue mission. This guy, he said we weren't allowed to go out there. He said he might have thought we were looters or something. He said he pulled out his shotgun, pointed at Joe Pete, said, "You can't go out there." Joe Pete turned to him and said, "You're going to have to shoot me in the back to keep me from rescuing my neighbors." And Joe Pete, you could have gotten yourself killed.
And be put out of my misery, no such luck. FEMA, huh? Fix everything my ass. What kind of relief are you going to give me? My company's going belly up. Can you replace my business?
No, we can't.
A whole fleet of shrimping boats shattered to pieces.
Sorry to hear that. Look, I'll refer you to our job development staff. They'll be in charge of retraining this place for us.
Don't bother! I'm not sure I'm sticking around. Anyway, we don't need your help. We can take care of ourselves. Got a lot of nerve coming here crashing our party. You know, there's a nasty smell around here. I think this beer Yankee fella's stinking like a fish out of water.
Come on, Joe Pete, let me buy you a drink. Come on, let me buy you another drink.
Then make it a double.
Don't pay no mind to Joe Pete. He ain't been himself since Katrina.
Yeah, his parents laid through retirement home and under when the alleged busted emergency crew found them in the bedroom. They drowned in that scene.
And before the storm, his girl up and left him to go live with her folks in West Texas. She said she had her fill of coon-ass agents.
Been doing a lot of drinking since. He's living on his boat that got washed up on shore.
It'd be a real shame if he left. Too many good people have gone already.
Hey, folks, y'all ready to two-step? Here's a Rock and Ralph's favorite called Magnolia Two-Step. Here we go.
That's what it is.
This here is the Magnolia Two-Step in honor of my granddaddy's favorite tune. You want to learn it?
No, I'm not much of a dance.
Oh, come on. All you need is an experienced dance partner. And Andy.
What is the big
thing? Andy. Come over here. Come here.
Can't you see I'm working?
I want you to show Howie here how to do the two-step.
You have got to be kidding me. I got work to do.
Come on. Show him that sudden hospitality you're so famous for. Come on.
Is that an order?
It's in your job description.
Boss me around all the time.
I don't think anybody can be your boss. I thought you was a friend.
Well, friends, I hear that the boss is a real slave driver, so I gotta get back to work. Get this stinking hands off of me. What do you think you're doing? Feeling strength?
Oh, baby. That's what a real man instead of that critical gangster fella. Now, they ain't good enough for you.
Yeah,
you thought I'd still move somebody. Why don't you drag your Yankee ass out of here? We don't need you sticking your nose in our business.
Hey, come on. Who's up, man? Come on, man. You just take it easy. You go on home and sleep it off.
Home? Go home? Look around you, man. Is anybody here's got a home?
Come on.
Look. Don't go playing hero on me now. I can take care of myself. For your information, Joe P can split you in two like a wishbone. Better thank Uncle Lou for saving your life.
For your information? The only reason I went at him is because he called me again. It's the worst kind of insult for a Red Sox fan.
Well, I don't want to have nothing to do with you either.
My, let me see here. A dog fight and a cat fight all in one day. You're really starting to win them over here, Howard. I hope you get better off tomorrow with the interview.
Me too. By the way, what's up with that woman?
Got under your skin, has she?
I'll say. Every time I get near her, she gets mad. I'm missing something?
Well, let me tell you, Mona.
She's got a hurt inside.
Medical services?
Nope. I got my own ways of healing.
What is that?
Ma taught me to use mojos and herbs. Been using them with folks at the shelter.
Is that what you call voodoo? Are you what they call a voodoo queen?
I prefer the term spiritual master. Relax. I'm gonna put a spell on you. Louisiana, we got our own brand of magic.
I'm beginning to see that. So we've covered medical. How about your residence? Do you own or rent property?
I still own a 6-room shotgun with a foot of water and a bath covering around the walls. And there my fishbowl are gone.
How about the other people at the shelter? Have most of them gone back to survey their damage?
No, the soldiers wouldn't let us back until yesterday, just for a quick look. Some people are too heartbroken to go back. Not sure what they'll find. Snakes, skunks, rats, all sorts of animals kicked out of their homes, looking for new ones just like us.
Never thought of that. What do you plan to do with your property now?
Do I have a choice?
Your property?
Well, I thought the government was going to declare Bayou Cove a total disaster and take it from us.
They can claim certain areas by eminent domain if they're deemed unsafe for human habitation.
I heard that they might turn Bayou Cove into a park or even sell it outright. When I was trying to get back to my house, real estate agents and surveyors were sniffing around like they owned the place. While we were gone, the oil company drilled holes all over our neighborhood.
Can they do that?
Well, they can do whatever they want. Well, it's getting around here.
What's it seem like?
Since when does that matter? Now, what if I do want to rebuild?
Well, first you'll have to apply for permits. There are several procedures and environmental regulations you'll need to follow. Here's our handbook.
Holy shit! I could wallpaper my entire house with this thing.
And you must know it's going to be hard to get homeowners insurance now.
Don't talk to me about those things. They're telling me I'm not covered because I didn't have special flood insurance. Can't even get through to my adjuster. He's too swamped with calls. Swamped. He ought to take a swim in my living room. Now, exactly what's the government going to do to help us rebuild?
It'll be a while
before. I bet they don't want us there. Just as soon get rid of poor black folks.
Well, it might be easier on you if you were to sell your property. If you could find somebody to buy it.
So these are my options.
I'm afraid so. Listen, I'll get you a list of the volunteer organizations that will be helping the residents of New Orleans rebuild. And listen, your association needs some legal advice on related issues. I'm willing to offer some pro bono consultation time. I practiced law for a while back in Boston.
Thank you, Howie. You're a real gentleman. I guess not all of you guys are useless. You know, you're beginning to be more on the regular around here.
I'll take that as a compliment. Usually, I'm a regular outsider.
What are you still doing here? I work here. What do you mean you work here?
Big Chief hired me to be a greeter, like a hostess to make people feel comfortable.
Feel comfortable? I bet you make them feel comfortable, all right. Humming on to them, dry humping them in their laps.
I don't need you to preach to me. I'm just providing them with the needed service.
Most of these men don't have enough money to buy food, and you're shaking them down for that last few dollars? I have got to talk to Big Chief about you right now.
Oh, you leave Big Chief alone. He's the kindest boss I ever had.
Listen.
Treats me real fine.
If I catch you making a pass at my man again, you are in big trouble.
Oh, what are you going to do? Stick pins in my food at all?
You can count on that. And if I see you put your hand on my man, I'm going to pin your sleeve into the bar.
Well, that sounds like a threat.
It's more than a threat.
Well, I can see how that woman could drive anything. Big Chief puts up there. So what are you talking about all these people for anyway?
I'm conducting intake interviews.
What's that?
I'm trying to assess the needs of our clients. Medical, social, housing, financial. Helping people locate missing family members. In some cases, offering counseling. How about yourself?
Oh, I don't need any counseling.
Do you have any prescriptions you need refilled?
You give me a bottle of that Chateaubriand, so good, 1949 or so?
I'm afraid not.
What good are you?
Well, let me try to help you with something else. How about your residence? Where have you been living?
Ever since my stepdaddy threw me out, I've been living on the streets and going home with some of the men I've bought.
Sounds dangerous.
It is, but I can handle it.
So where are you living now?
Now I am staying with a gentleman friend who has a boat that's dry docked out by the Bayou Co Marina.
And how did you end up here?
Well, my club, the Che Gavon, got wiped out by Katrina. When I heard that Rock and Rock was the only place still open in the New Orleans area, I hitchhiked my way here and asked the chief if I could do my show at the Roadhouse. He agreed, and here I am.
So I know, Ms. Paul Vivant is your stage name. For the intake form, I need your legal name.
Well, my adopted name is Antoinette Beauregard of the prestigious and honorable Beauregard family. Real honorable. My stepdad threw me out of a bag of trash when he heard I was dancing the Che Gavon. Said it was a disgrace to the family name. As far as he's concerned, we don't have a daughter anymore.
So you're telling me you have no home, no family, and no real source of income.
Well, I guess you could say that. Luckily, I've been given all the proper breeding as a child. Music, dance lessons, even editing classes. Got tossed out of that one. So now, I am one of the best dancers in all New Orleans. Ms. Bon Vivant, former debutante. Wild thing in the swamp. Someday, you might even see me on Broadway. But for now, I'm just performing in depth like he is.
Why don't you let me try to help you? Fill out this form and bring it back to me tomorrow. And we'll get started on the process.
Sounds like a date. You know, the therapist my stepdaddy sent me to sit out of fixation for older men, because I never really knew my real daddy, and my stepdaddy never showed me any love or concern. I'm a real textbook case, you know.
Sounds like you have your own unique story to tell. We'll start there tomorrow.
Okay. Bonjour, Yankee boy. Till we meet again.
Hi, Angie.
Your name is Evangeline?
Evangeline. But yeah, you can just call me Angie.
And you're living here at the Roadhouse?
Yes. Big Chief's letting us stay in the storage room.
Your family includes your twins and your mother.
Yeah. My boys were supposed to stop first grade today. God knows what we're going to talk to you now. Tell me, can you people get medicine for Jackie's and him?
Well, definitely. Contact the medical team right away.
The mold everywhere is getting to him. We've been doing a
calling in tomorrow. And your other son? He's okay?
Really? Kind of worried about him. Hasn't really been himself lately. Oh, fidgety.
How long has this been going on?
Since the first night of the storm. The floodwaters rushed into the living room and he got all freaked out by the thunder and the lightning. He had to get into a crawl space and look out and seen all these water moccasins wriggling in the living room and really terrified of snakes, so he started screaming. Later on that night, we hear dogs howling and gunshots and Billy's crying, mommy's passing out. I thought that was going to be our call. Way more than awful. Luckily, after a few days, Joe Pete's crew came by and banged on the roof, screamed, busted a hole, pulled us out, and brought us to the roadhouse.
You've been here ever since?
Yeah. We got four people and two pets living in one little room. My kids smuggled in a kitten's muffler and po' boy in a shoebox. Big Chief gave him his waitressing job and let us take it. Pretty room to go. He was my husband's best friend in high school.
What about your husband? Where is he?
God, get a tuition from the gas community college. Nobody thought that he'd shipped overseas. He was going to school in the day and working at night. And we were saving up for the holidays, so I was going to be a record keeper. That was the plan.
So, what are your plans now?
Like I'm supposed to know. I've got to stop throwing myself a pity party. I want you to know, I'm real sorry for dumping that video on the kid.
No harm done. That's a quick crush. Most people tend to ignore me. Are you okay now?
I think so. Do you have any more questions?
No, I think we're set for now. I'll get started processing your paperwork. And I do apologize for upsetting you.
It's okay. I know you're just doing your job. Well, I gotta get back to my kids. They were playing cowboys and Indians. Probably got my mama tied up to a tree. You know, you're not a bad listener. Oh man, that is.
Hey, Sadie. Stuff shirt here looking for you. Looks like it's got deep pockets.
Excuse me, you Miss Sadie Fontenot?
Yeah, that's me.
You're president of the Biocove Association.
Who wants to know?
Well, my name is Arthur Worthington. I represent Gulf Coast Development. We're a real estate investment firm. Our corporate office is in Miami.
So we'll bring you here.
Well, you know, we're working on a proposal that we think some of your residents might be interested in.
And what's that?
Well, we're here to help you out. Given the enormity of destruction here in Bayou Cove, we thought we could offer your residents a viable alternative.
You mean grab our land while we're down and out?
No, we're really here to help. We've assisted quite a few devastated communities across the U.S. in the last 15 years. Now, we believe that some of your people might not be ready for all the problems involved in rebuilding. We could make them a bona fide offer that would give them ready cash so they could rebuild in another location, possibly one that's above sea level.
Then why would you want to buy our land if it's below sea level?
Well, anything constructed by our clients would be elevated and stormproof, perhaps used for commercial purposes. We already have several parties who have shown a genuine interest.
Like who?
Oh, but I'm not at liberty to divulge.
Huh, let me guess. A resort with a boat show to the French Quarter. How about the oil company? Maybe an industrial waste plant. How about the sugar revival?
All I can tell you is we have already received several generous proposals. Don't forget, it's going to be a lot of problems for anyone around here who wants to rebuild.
You don't have to tell me that, and I think you have some nerve trying to come in here and scare me into selling my property. I'll be damned if I'm going to sell out to a bunch of land-grabbing vultures.
Now, I'm sorry if I upset you, Miss Faulkner. You know, I just came down here to set up a preliminary meeting with your neighborhood association. In fact, for every Biden Code property that is sold, we would be prepared to present you with a very generous 1% finder's fee.
Now you want me to play Judas too? Get the hell out.
Goodbye, Miss Faulkner. I'm sorry if I upset you. Perhaps we can meet again in a later date.
Hey, honey, you all right? Let me get you a drink.
Now you're
on
everything?
No. See, I heard what the man said. What if only a few people want to move back?
Oh, my clothes would be a ghost town.
I'd rather turn my property back to swampland than a ghost town to steal it.
If they expand the oil company or build a resort, there'd be more jobs for all of us.
And there could be more business for Roadhouse.
Wait up, you chump, don't you get it? That scumbag would force you to sell, knock down this rat hole, and replace it with a martini bar. The whole world would fall apart.
Well, I mean, there's no way I could sell a roadhouse. My granddaddy would haunt me the rest of my life.
I'll be damned if I'm going to let him turn my neighborhood into a theme park or a donkey.
Cindy, not everybody thinks like you do. You know, what if people want new lives elsewhere? They got that right, you know.
And those of us who want to rebuild have the right not to be pushed around. And how are you going to have your business survive if everybody leaves? Did you think about that? The longer we take to do something, the more people are going to leave and never come back.
You know, you're right. Come to think of it, I've heard of that Gulf Coast development. They're the ones that swoop in right after hurricanes and buy up all the land just when the people are most vulnerable.
Now we're going to see them up close in action. I bet Greg LaChance from the parish council is in the boots for them. He's always got his fingers in the pay dirt. He'll make it easier for them to get variances and licenses, decide what buildings are uninhabitable and designated for demolition. He's an old school Louisiana politician, very influential and very corrupt. Look what we're up against now, the corporate crime syndicate.
Well, I'm sure you don't want that to ring here.
I'm not sure what I want. I'm not sure I want to be living in a bar the rest of my life either.
Oh, well, how about with a bartender? Maybe an ex-bartender. Maybe not a bar at all. And I have to withstand so much credit, I don't know where I'm going to get money to pay my bills, let alone order new supplies.
Maybe I should just go live with my sister and not buy it.
You had enough of me, have you?
Have you had enough of me? If you want to hook up with that sleaze bag, won't be wrong. I can't believe you actually gave her a job. You know what? I've had
had enough bullshit for one day. I'm going back to the shelter. Nancy, I'll meet you outside. I need some fresh air.
I don't know. I don't know. Since Katrina, she's been a different person. She doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, up most nights pacing. I can hear her crying in the shower when she thinks I cannot hear her. She's so upset about her uncle and cousin now having to postpone our wedding on top of everything else, and now this Worthington guy comes in here. I'm afraid it's going to send her over the edge.
Betty and Jamal Sykes. Residence is in the lower ninth ward.
Yes, that's right. I've been living there all my life.
How did you get to the shelter by your coat?
Well, we ran into my niece, Sadie, at the Superdome, and she brought us here.
Quite a lady.
Mighty proud of her.
How long were you at the Superdome?
Just a few days. I had my ties. I still agree with that.
And it smelled like a human zoo.
A group of us left the Superdome and tried to cross the bridge over in Gretna to get some food and water, but we got across the bridge for an angry mob.
Yeah, these militiadors were pointing the rifles at me like they were going to shoot down the door of the Raiders.
They fired shots in the air to scare us off. Well, when we went back the second time, we flew in some helicopters and scattered us like they were shooting off pigeons.
Here's what I'm like. If you were white, it would let us cross. I'm sick and tired of hearing how all those people were all drug dealers and criminals. All the radio shows saying all those people were too lazy to evacuate. Now the TV evangelical people say God is punishing people of New Orleans for the sin. My mother heard that. He broke her heart. We got people all across the country saying those people are respecting our government and I know what they're talking about when they say those people. Those people across the river, they ain't like you and me. Those people across the river, they strange as they can be. Those people across the river, they don't know right from wrong. Those people across the river ought to stay where they belong. Don't you cross that river, you ignorant and violent and crude. Don't you cross that river, you'll be the last you ever do. Those people across the river, they can't do nothing right. The way they carry on just makes me want to fight. Those people across the river, they ain't as good as me. With a low-down living, they ain't got no dignity. Don't you cross that river, you ignorant and violent and crude. Don't you cross that river, you'll be the last you ever do. Love like me and you. How can we trust them? We don't know what they would do. Those people across the river, they just won't go away. It's because of them I'm not a happy man today. Don't you cross that river, you ignorant and violent and true. Don't you cross that river, you'll be the last you ever do.
moments like these, people just get so shaken up, they forget who they are. I've seen it before. Disasters can bring out the best and the worst in people.
I thank God for those people like yourself coming in here to help us through our hard times.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Sykes. That means a lot to me. Let me see here. It says you're employed as a secretary at the Calvary Baptist Church.
Yes, and the choir master. Well, our church is a small, new building, but I pray it's still standing. Even if it's not, we will rebuild. Like in the Bible, Nehemiah 2:17, when the city of Jerusalem laid in ruins, Nehemiah called his followers and said, "Come, let us rebuild." And they did. And we will too.
I believe you will, Mrs. Sykes. I admire your conviction. So I'm looking at the form. It says you have a husband and a daughter. Is that right?
Yes.
Where are they?
I give anything to know. I ask the Lord's help in finding them. My daughter's out on the deck feeding her rabbit when the flood water hit. My husband called my mom. He went out to save her, and he asked my mom to take me to the escape hatch and rent to our room. That's the last I saw him. Jamal got me to the room. We went back and dove back in the water to look for them, but it was gone.
They're missing this all my fault. These drownings all because of me.
It's not their fault, Jamal. My son is a student at Dillard University. And he was there trying to help his girlfriend get off the bus safely. There was a lot of traffic jams across the city trying to come back to the doctor's aid. Did what you had to do, Jamal. Ain't no shame in that.
If I had come back home early, we could have packed Dad's car and we could have left in town. None of this could have ever happened.
We don't know what would have happened. It's not for us to decide. We will see your father and sister here on earth someday up in heaven. I was lost in the darkness. Demons everywhere. Wandered alone, without hope, without care, and then my eyes were open. Could not turn away, gonna walk right into heaven. By the